News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former President Trump says he will be back Wednesday to observe his civil fraud trial in New York as the judge issued a gag order aimed at him. Julie Walker on the day's proceedings.
After a post on Donald Trump's social media with disparaging remarks about the judge's law clerk taking a photo with Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and talking about it with reporters.
You saw what was just put out about Schumer and the principal clerk. That is disgraceful.
The judge issued a limited gag order on all parties, and Schumer's camp issued a statement saying, "This pathetic post is ridiculous, absurd, and false. Senator Schumer does not know the law clerk." This activity overshadowed the prosecution's questioning of Trump's longtime accountant, who testified the Trump Organization supplied the numbers for financial statements. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Kevin McCarthy's made history, but not likely the way he wanted, the first House Speaker ever to be ousted from the job. A contingent of hard-right conservatives throwing the Republican leadership into chaos. Might McCarthy reemerge and reclaim the gavel?
I will not run for Speaker again. I'll have the conference pick somebody else.
McCarthy had relied on Democrats over the weekend to pass a bill to keep the government funded, but it dropped billions in aid for Ukraine. And President Biden convened allies by phone today, seeking to reassure them of U.S. support for Kyiv. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We cannot under any circumstances allow America's support for Ukraine to be interrupted. Time is not our friend. We have enough funding authorities to meet Ukraine's battlefield needs, for a bit longer. But we need Congress to act to ensure that there is no disruption in our support.
Other news, Hunter Biden pleaded not guilty to federal firearms charges. Employers posted more job openings in August than expected. That worried Wall Street traders and stocks tumbled. This is AP News. Baseball's postseason is underway. Strong pitching and a rookie outfielder carried the Rangers to a series opening win over the Rays. Steve Carney was there.
Jordan Montgomery and a pair of relievers combined to throw a six-hit shutout. Nevin Carter doubled twice and scored two runs as the Texas Rangers defeated the Tampa Bay Rays 4-0. Montgomery went the first seven frames, striking out five and not allowing a walk. Carter, who was called up in September and played in just 23 games, reached all four times he came to bat.
Postseason, like, we need to make sure we're, you know, calm, cool, and collected in the box especially. It's hard to do that, but I'm going to do my best to do that. And hopefully we can keep it rolling the whole series.
Tampa Bay has now lost six straight postseason games and have not scored in their last 27 innings in the playoffs. Steve Carney, St. Petersburg.
One other game's final, the Twins beat the Blue Jays 3-1. National League games have the Diamondbacks at the Brewers and the Marlins in Philadelphia. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,